Luke chapter 21. The widow's mites. The signs that should forerun the destruction of Jerusalem and the end of the world. 21:1. And looking on, he saw the rich men cast their gifts into the treasury. 21:2. And he saw also a certain poor widow casting in two brass mites. 21:3. And he said, Verily, I say to you that this poor widow hath cast in more than they all. 21:4. For all these have of their abundance cast into the offerings of God, but she of her want hath cast in all the living that she had. 21:5. And some saying of the temple that it was adorned with goodly stones and gifts, he said, 21:6. These things which you see, the days will come in which there shall not be left a stone upon a stone that shall not be thrown down. 21:7. And they asked him, saying, Master, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when they shall begin to come to pass? 21:8. Who said, Take heed you be not seduced. For many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and the time is at hand. Go ye not therefore after them. 21:9. And when you shall hear of wars and seditions, be not terrified. These things must first come to pass. But the end is not yet presently. 21:10. Then he said to them, Nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. 21:11. And there shall be great earthquakes in divers places, and pestilences and famines and terrors from heaven. And there shall be great signs. 21:12. But before all these things, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, driving you before kings and governors, for my name's sake. 21:13. And it shall happen unto you for a testimony. 21:14. Lay it up therefore in your hearts, not to meditate before how you shall answer. 21:15. For I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to resist and gainsay. 21:16. And you shall be betrayed by your parents and brethren and kinsmen and friends, and some of you they will put to death. 21:17. And you shall be hated by all men for my name's sake. 21:18. But a hair of your head shall not perish. 21:19. In your patience you shall possess your souls. 21:20. And when you shall see Jerusalem compassed about with an army, then know that the desolation thereof is at hand. 21:21. Then let those who are in Judea flee to the mountains, and those who are in the midst thereof depart out, and those who are in the countries not enter into it. 21:22. For these are the days of vengeance, that all things may be fulfilled, that are written. 21:23. But woe to them that are with child and give suck in those days. For there shall be great distress in the land and wrath upon this people. 21:24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword and shall be led away captives into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down by the Gentiles till the times of the nations be fulfilled. 21:25. And there shall be signs in the sun and in the moon and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations, by reason of the confusion of the roaring of the sea, and of the waves. 21:26. Men withering away for fear and expectation of what shall come upon the whole world, for the powers of heaven shall be moved. 21:27. And then they shall see the Son of Man coming in a cloud, with great power and majesty. 21:28. But when these things begin to come to pass, look up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is at hand. 21:29. And he spoke to them a similitude. See the fig tree and all the trees. 21:30. When they now shoot forth their fruit, you know that summer is nigh. 21:31. So you also, when you shall see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. 21:32. Amen, I say to you, this generation shall not pass away till all things be fulfilled. 21:33. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. 21:34. And take heed to yourselves, lest perhaps your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, and that they come upon you suddenly. 21:35. For as a snare shall it come upon all that sit upon the face of the whole earth. 21:36. Watch ye, therefore, praying at all times, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that are to come and to stand before the Son of Man. 21:37. And in the daytime, He was teaching in the temple, but at night going out, he abode in the mount that is called Olivet. 21:38. And all the people came early in the morning to him in the temple, to hear him. Luke chapter 22. The treason of Judas. The Last Supper. The first part of the history of the Passion. 22:1. Now the feast of unleavened bread, which is called the Pasch, was at hand. 22:2. And the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might put Jesus to death, but they feared the people. 22:3. And Satan entered into Judas, who was surnamed Iscariot, one of the 12. 22:4. And he went and discoursed with the chief priests and the magistrates, how he might betray him to them. 22:5. And they were glad and covenanted to give him money. 22:6. And he promised, and he sought opportunity to betray him in the absence of the multitude. 22:7. And the day of the unleavened bread came, on which it was necessary that the Pasch should be killed. 22:8. And he sent Peter and John, saying, Go, and prepare for us the Pasch, that we may eat. 22:9. But they said, Where wilt thou that we prepare? 22:10. And he said to them, Behold, as you go into the city, there shall meet you a man carrying a pitcher of water. Follow him into the house where he entereth in. 22:11. And you shall say to the goodman of the house, The master saith to thee, Where is the guest chamber, where I may eat the Pasch with my disciples? 22:12. And he will shew you a large dining room, furnished, and there prepare. 22:13. And they going, found as he had said to them and made ready the Pasch. 22:14. And when the hour was come, he sat down, and the 12 apostles with him. 22:15. And he said to them, With desire I have desired to eat this Pasch with you, before I suffer. 22:16. For I say to you that from this time I will not eat it, till it be fulfilled in the kingdom of God. 22:17. And having taken the chalice, he gave thanks and said, Take and divide it among you. 22:18. For I say to you that I will not drink of the fruit of the vine, till the kingdom of God come. 22:19. And taking bread, he gave thanks and brake and gave to them, saying, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for a commemoration of me. Do this for a commemoration of me. This sacrifice and sacrament is to be continued in the church, to the end of the world, to shew forth the death of Christ, until he cometh. But this commemoration, or remembrance, is by no means inconsistent with the real presence of his body and blood, under these sacramental veils, which represent his death. On the contrary, it is the manner that he himself hath commanded, of commemorating and celebrating his death, by offering in sacrifice, and receiving in the sacrament, that body and blood by which we were redeemed. 22:20. In like manner, the chalice also, after he had supped, saying, This is the chalice, the new testament in my blood, which shall be shed for you. 22:21. But yet behold, the hand of him that betrayeth me is with me on the table. 22:22. And the Son of Man indeed goeth, according to that which is determined. But yet, woe to that man by whom he shall be betrayed. 22:23. And they began to inquire among themselves, which of them it was that should do this thing. 22:24. And there was also a strife amongst them, which of them should seem to be the greater. 22:25. And he said to them, The kings of the Gentiles lord it over them, and they that have power over them are called beneficent. 22:26. But you not so. But he that is the greater among you, let him become as the younger, and he that is the leader, as he that serveth. 22:27. For which is greater, he that sitteth at table or he that serveth? Is not he that sitteth at table? But I am in the midst of you, as he that serveth. 22:28. And you are they who have continued with me in my temptations. 22:29. And I dispose to you, as my Father hath disposed to me, a kingdom. 22:30. That you may eat and drink at my table, in my kingdom, and may sit upon thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. 22:31. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. 22:32. But I have prayed for thee, that thy faith fail not. And thou, being once converted, confirm thy brethren. 22:33. Who said to him, Lord, I am ready to go with thee, both into prison and to death. 22:34. And he said, I say to thee, Peter, the cock shall not crow this day, till thou thrice deniest that thou knowest me. And he said to them, 22:35. When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, did you want anything? 22:36. But they said, nothing. Then said he unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise a scrip. And he that hath not, let him sell his coat and buy a sword. 22:37. For I say to you that this that is written must yet be fulfilled in me. And with the wicked was he reckoned. For the things concerning me have an end. 22:38. But they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said to them, It is enough. 22:39. And going out, he went, according to his custom, to the Mount of Olives. And his disciples also followed him. 22:40. And when he was come to the place, he said to them, Pray, lest ye enter into temptation. 22:41. And he was withdrawn away from them a stone's cast, and kneeling down, he prayed. 22:42. Saying, Father, if thou wilt, remove this chalice from me. But yet not my will, but thine be done. 22:43. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in an agony, he prayed the longer. 22:44. And his sweat became as drops of blood, trickling down upon the ground. 22:45. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to the disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow. 22:46. And he said to them, Why sleep you? Arise, pray, lest you enter into temptation. 22:47. As he was yet speaking, behold a multitude. And he that was called Judas, one of the 12, went before them and drew near to Jesus, for to kiss him. 22:48. And Jesus said to him, Judas, dost thou betray the Son of Man with a kiss? 22:49. And they that were about him, seeing what would follow, said to him, Lord, shall we strike with the sword? 22:50. And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. 22:51. But Jesus answering, said, Suffer ye thus far. And when he had touched his ear, he healed him. 22:52. And Jesus said to the chief priests and magistrates of the temple and the ancients that were come unto him, Are ye come out, as it were against a thief, with swords and clubs? 22:53. When I was daily with you in the temple, you did not stretch forth your hands against me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness. 22:54. And apprehending him, they led him to the high priest's house. But Peter followed afar off. 22:55. And when they had kindled a fire in the midst of the hall and were sitting about it, Peter was in the midst of them. 22:56. Whom when a certain servant maid had seen sitting at the light and had earnestly beheld him, she said, This man also was with him. 22:57. But he denied him, saying, Woman, I know him not. 22:58. And after a little while, another seeing him, said, Thou also art one of them. But Peter said, O man, I am not. Another, etc. Observe here, in order to reconcile the four evangelists, that divers persons concurred in charging Peter with being Christ's disciple, till at length they brought him to deny him thrice. 1. The porteress that let him in, and afterwards seeing him at the fire, first put the question to him, and then positively affirmed that he was with Christ too. Another maid accused him to the standers-by, and gave occasion to the man here mentioned to renew the charge against him, which caused the second denial. 3. Others of the company took notice of his being a Galilean, and were seconded by the kinsman of Malchus, who affirmed he had seen him in the garden, and this drew on the third denial. 22:59. And after the space, as it were of 1 hour, another certain man affirmed, saying, Of a truth, this man was also with him, for he is also a Galilean. 22:60. And Peter said, Man, I know not what thou sayest. And immediately, as he was yet speaking, the cock crew. 22:61. And the Lord turning looked on Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord, as he had said, Before the cock crow, thou shalt deny thrice. 22:62. And Peter going out, wept bitterly. 22:63. And the men that held him mocked him and struck him. 22:64. And they blindfolded him and smote his face. And they asked him, saying, Prophesy, who is it that struck thee? 22:65. And blaspheming many other things they said against him. 22:66. And as soon as it was day, the ancients of the people and the chief priests and scribes came together, and they brought him into their council, saying, If thou be the Christ, tell us. 22:67. And he saith to them, If I shall tell you, you will not believe me. 22:68. And if I shall also ask you, you will not answer me, nor let me go. 22:69. But hereafter the Son of Man shall be sitting on the right hand of the power of God. 22:70. Then said they all, Art thou then the Son of God? Who said, You say that I am. 22:71. And they said, What need we any further testimony? For we ourselves have heard it from his own mouth. Luke chapter 23. The continuation of the history of the Passion. 23:1. And the whole multitude of them, rising up, led him to Pilate. 23:2. And they began to accuse him, saying, We have found this man perverting our nation and forbidding to give tribute to Caesar and saying that he is Christ the King. 23:3. And Pilate asked him, saying, Art thou the King of the Jews? But he answering, said, Thou sayest it. 23:4. And Pilate said to the chief priests and to the multitudes, I find no cause in this man. 23:5. But they were more earnest, saying, He stirreth up the people, teaching throughout all Judea, beginning from Galilee to this place. 23:6. But Pilate hearing Galilee, asked if the man were of Galilee. 23:7. And when he understood that he was of Herod's jurisdiction, he sent him away to Herod, who was also himself at Jerusalem in those days. 23:8. And Herod seeing Jesus, was very glad, for he was desirous of a long time to see him, because he had heard many things of him, and he hoped to see some sign wrought by him. 23:9. And he questioned him in many words, but he answered him nothing. 23:10. And the chief priests and the scribes stood by, earnestly accusing him. 23:11. And Herod with his army set him at naught and mocked him, putting on him a white garment, and sent him back to Pilate. 23:12. And Herod and Pilate were made friends, that same day, for before they were enemies one to another. 23:13. And Pilate, calling together the chief priests and the magistrates and the people, 23:14, said to them, You have presented unto me this man as one that perverteth the people. And behold, I, having examined him before you, find no cause in this man, in those things wherein you accuse him. 23:15. No, nor Herod neither. For, I sent you to him. And behold, nothing worthy of death is done to him. 23:16. I will chastise him therefore and release him. 23:17. Now of necessity he was to release unto them one upon the feast day. 23:18. But the whole multitude together cried out, saying, Away with this man, and release unto us Barabbas. 23:19. Who, for a certain sedition made in the city and for a murder, was cast into prison. 23:20. And Pilate again spoke to them, desiring to release Jesus. 23:21. But they cried again, saying, Crucify him, crucify him. 23:22. And he said to them the third time, Why, what evil hath this man done? I find no cause of death in him. I will chastise him therefore and let him go. 23:23. But they were instant with loud voices, requiring that he might be crucified. And their voices prevailed. 23:24. And Pilate gave sentence that it should be as they required. 23:25. And he released unto them him who for murder and sedition had been cast into prison, whom they had desired. But Jesus he delivered up to their will. 23:26. And as they led him away, they laid hold of one Simon of Cyrene, coming from the country. And they laid the cross on him to carry after Jesus. 23:27. And there followed him a great multitude of people and of women, who bewailed and lamented him. 23:28. But Jesus turning to them, said, Daughters of Jerusalem, weep not over me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. 23:29. For behold, the days shall come, wherein they will say, Blessed are the barren and the wombs that have not borne and the paps that have not given suck. 23:30. Then shall they begin to say to the mountains, Fall upon us, and to the hills, cover us. 23:31. For if in the green wood they do these things, what shall be done in the dry? 23:32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. 23:33. And when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, they crucified him there. And the robbers, one on the right hand, and the other on the left. 23:34. And Jesus said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. But they, dividing his garments, cast lots. 23:35. And the people stood beholding, and the rulers with them derided him, saying, He saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the elect of God. 23:36. And the soldiers also mocked him, coming to him and offering him vinegar. 23:37. And saying, If thou be the king of the Jews, save thyself. 23:38. And there was also a superscription written over him in letters of Greek and Latin and Hebrew, This is the king of the Jews. 23:39. And one of those robbers who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. 23:40. But the other answering, rebuked him, saying, Neither dost thou fear God, seeing, thou art under the same condemnation. 23:41. And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done no evil. 23:42. And he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou shalt come into thy kingdom. 23:43. And Jesus said to him, Amen I say to thee, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. In paradise, that is, in the happy state of rest, joy, and peace everlasting. Christ was pleased, by a special privilege, to reward the faith and confession of the penitent thieves, with a full discharge of all his sins, both as to the guilt and punishment, and to introduce him immediately after death into the happy society of the saints, whose limbo, that is, the place of their confinement, was now made a paradise by our Lord's going thither. 23:44. And it was almost the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. 23:45. And the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. 23:46. And Jesus crying with a loud voice, said, Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit. And saying this, he gave up the ghost. 23:47. Now, the centurion, seeing what was done, glorified God, saying, Indeed this was a just man. 23:48. And all the multitude of them that were come together to that sight and saw the things that were done returned, striking their breasts. 23:49. And all his acquaintance and the women that had followed him from Galilee stood afar off, beholding these things. 23:50. And behold there was a man named Joseph who was a counselor, a good and a just man. 23:51. The same had not consented to their counsel and doings, of Arimathea, the city of Judea, who also himself looked for the kingdom of God. 23:52. This man went to Pilate and begged the body of Jesus. 23:53. And taking him down, he wrapped him in fine linen and laid him in a sepulchre that was hewed in stone, wherein never yet any man had been laid. 23:54. And it was the day of the Parasceve, and the Sabbath drew on. Parasceve, that is, the eve, or day of preparation for the Sabbath. 23:55. And the women that were come with him from Galilee, following after, saw the sepulchre and how his body was laid. 23:56. And returning, they prepared spices and ointments. And on the Sabbath day they rested, according to the commandment. Luke chapter 24. Christ's resurrection and manifestation of himself to his disciples. 24:1. And on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came to the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared. 24:2. And they found the stone rolled back from the sepulchre. 24:3. And going in, they found not the body of the Lord Jesus. 24:4. And it came to pass, as they were astonished in their mind at this, behold, two men stood by them, in shining apparel. 24:5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their countenance towards the ground, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living with the dead? 24:6. He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke unto you, when he was yet in Galilee? 24:7. C. saying, "The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and the third day rise again." 24:8. And they remembered his words. 24:9. And going back from the sepulchre, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. 24:10. And it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary of James and the other women that were with them, who told these things to the apostles. 24:11. And these words seemed to them as idle tales, and they did not believe them. 24:12. But Peter rising up, ran to the sepulchre and, stooping down, he saw the linen cloths laid by themselves, and went away wondering in himself at that which was come to pass. 24:13. And behold, two of them went, the same day, to a town which was 60 furlongs from Jerusalem, named Emmaus. 24:14. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. 24:15. And it came to pass that while they talked and reasoned with themselves, Jesus himself also, drawing near, went with them. 24:16. But their eyes were held, that they should not know him. 24:17. And he said to them, "What are these discourses that you hold one with another as you walk and are sad?" 24:18. And the one of them, whose name was Cleophas, answering, said to him, "Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast not known the things that have been done there in these days?" 24:19. To whom he said, "What things?" And they said, "Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in work and word before God and all the people." 24:20. And how our chief priests and princes delivered him to be condemned to death and crucified him. 24:21. But we hope that it was he that should have redeemed Israel. And now besides all this, today is the third day since these things were done. 24:22. Yea, and certain women also of our company affrighted us, who, before it was light, were at the sepulchre. 24:23. And not finding his body, came, saying that they had all seen a vision of angels, who say that he is alive. 24:24. And some of our people went to the sepulchre and found it so as the women had said, but him they found not. 24:25. Then he said to them, "O foolish and slow of heart to believe in all things which the prophets have spoken." 24:26. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and so, to enter into his glory? 24:27. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded to them in all the scriptures the things that were concerning him. 24:28. And they drew nigh to the town whither they were going, and he made as though he would go farther. 24:29. But they constrained him, saying, "Stay with us, because it is towards evening and the day is now far spent." And he went in with them. 24:30. And it came to pass, whilst he was at table with them, he took bread and blessed and brake and gave to them. 24:31. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. 24:32. And they said one to the other, "Was not our heart burning within us, whilst he spoke in the way and opened to us the scriptures?" 24:33. And rising up, the same hour, they went back to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 gathered together, and those that were with them. 24:34. Saying, "The Lord is risen indeed and hath appeared to Simon." 24:35. And they told what things were done in the way, and how they knew him in the breaking of bread. 24:36. Now, whilst they were speaking these things, Jesus stood in the midst of them and saith to them, "Peace be to you. It is I. Fear not." 24:37. But they being troubled and frightened, supposed that they saw a spirit. 24:38. And he said to them, "Why are you troubled, and why do thoughts arise in your hearts?" 24:39. "See my hands and feet, that it is I myself. Handle, and see. For a spirit hath not flesh and bones, as you see me to have." 24:40. And when he had said this, he shewed them his hands and feet. 24:41. But while they yet believed not and wondered for joy, he said, "Have you here anything to eat?" 24:42. And they offered him a piece of a broiled fish and a honeycomb. 24:43. And when he had eaten before them, taking the remains, he gave to them. 24:44. And he said to them, "These are the words which I spoke to you while I was yet with you, that all things must needs be fulfilled which are written in the law of Moses and in the prophets and in the Psalms, concerning thee. 24:45. Then he opened their understanding, that they might understand the Scriptures. 24:46. And he said to them, Thus it is written, and thus it behoved Christ to suffer and to rise again from the dead, the third day. 24:47. And that penance and remission of sins should be preached in his name, unto all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. 24:48. And you are witnesses of these things. 24:49. And I sent the promise of my Father upon you, but stay you in the city till you be endued with power from on high. The promise of my Father, that is, the Holy Ghost, whom Christ had promised that his Father and he would send, John 14:26, and 17:7. 24:50. And he led them out as far as Bethania, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. 24:51. And it came to pass, whilst he blessed them, he departed from them and was carried up to heaven. 24:52. And they adoring went back into Jerusalem with great joy. 24:53. And they were always in the temple, praising and blessing God. Amen.